Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Bellwether Rhapsody by Kate Reculia. Published by Mariner Books in 2015, today is all about music, history repeating, and family in a secluded hotel in a snowstorm. Hatmaker twins Rabbit and Alice are off to Stateside at the Bellwether Hotel. Stateside is a regional music convention where the best musicians and singers are selected for a weekend of rehearsals and performances in a hotel. They're accompanied by a teacher, Miss Wilson, but Miss Wilson has her own secrets. She's brought a gun to Bellwether. 15 years earlier at the Bellwether, a little girl ran away from her sister's wedding reception and wandered up to the 7th floor, where she walks into the scene of a murder-suicide. Another bride from another wedding in the hotel shoots her new husband and hangs herself with an electrical cord from the light fitting. On the same weekend as Stateside, the little girl, now grown, decides to come back to the Bellwether and face her demons. Now, Rabbit is gay, but he hasn't told his sister Alice. Alice is flamboyant and theatrical, and she's the star of the family. But Rabbit, with his bassoon named Beatrice, is equally talented in his own way. Rabbit arrives at the first band rehearsal, where the Scottish conductor, Fisher Brodie, frightens and belittles the orchestra, and the star flautist, Jill, storms out. Jill goes back to her room, which she just happens to be sharing with Alice. The two decide to drink wine and do a tarot reading, and when Jill spills the wine, Alice goes to find a cloth to mop up the mess, but when she returns, she sees Jill hanging from the light fitting like the bride 15 years ago. It's the same hotel room. Alice runs to get help, but when she comes back, Jill is gone, and no one knows where she is. This book is probably better described as literary fiction rather than a crime or a thriller book, but it's dark and secretive with a number of mysteries running through the plot. Where has Jill gone? Is the hotel haunted? And why has Miss Wilson brought a gun? Now, the setting is reminiscent of a mix between two films: The Shining, there's a snowstorm and the hotel is cut off from the rest of the world, and The Grand Budapest Hotel. The Bellwether is a faded, half-empty hotel from a bygone era. The concierge Hastings, who's worked there forever, dresses in his blazer and bow tie, determined to keep up the standards, but no one else seems to care. There are themes of history repeating itself, with the mentee becoming the mentor, fathers and daughters, and the violence of room 712. It's also about relationships, twins growing up and growing apart, a fraught mother-daughter relationship, and the need for family. And it's also about the love of music and passion. When the band plays, the prose beautifully describes the joy the musicians feel when the music transforms from their fingers or breath into something truly magical. And this is why musicians do what they do, why they get obsessed chasing these transcendent moments when music is the meaning of life. So if you like fading hotels, music geeks, snowstorms, passion, and historical crime scenes, I recommend you take a look at The Bellwether Rhapsody by Kate Reculia. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.